Yeah, it's harder to get listings right now, but I wouldn't blame the market. What I'd do is take a look at your strategy. And that's what Jamie Herring is doing. She has adjusted her strategy to get into a rhythm that is putting listing leads in her pipeline, and she's sharing that strategy with you. Some simple adjustments she's made to her daily activities that are creating so much opportunity. So if you're looking for listings in the new year, you're at the right place.
Thank you so much for choosing to be here to hang out with us and doing what we do, which is talking to elite people who are doing elite things. And that's what we're going to do today. And I'm super pumped to have Jamie with us, who's going to talk about how to make sure that you are filling your lead pipeline full of listing opportunities, and then you're actually taking the listings and getting them sold, which is a good idea. So Jamie, thanks for joining us. Would you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and where you are and a little bit about your business.
Thank you, James. Yep, I'm Jamie Herring. I am a lead listing agent with the Troy Kern team at Keller Williams Premier Realty, and we're based out of Peoria, Illinois, and I thrive in the listings department, so I'm excited to be talking with you.
I'm excited you're here, too. It's going to be great. You are taking a ton of listings, and if we look at it, there's a handful of things we have to consider, which is the lead pipeline full? That's number one. So we got to have a lot of leads. Number two, are we going on appointments and taking the listings? And you've been very purposeful here recently on making sure that the pipeline is full, because listings aren't as easy as they were a few years ago. So tell us a little bit about your strategy. What are you doing right now?
Absolutely, James. So I put together a quarter four strategy for myself that has been amazing so far. The key things that I'm focusing on are doing a CMA a day. And so that goes out to clients who are in my sphere. And it also goes out to people who I find for sale by owner, even expired listings. And then additionally, I am reaching out to either one for sale by owner or expired per day, which I find that on Trulia or through Mojo. And then I'm amping up my posting on social media as well.
We're going to break them all down. But what I appreciate, what I'm so thankful of, Jamie, is that you're sharing your Q4 listing playbook that you created. You're sharing that with all of our Inspire Collective members, which I'm so thankful for. So if you're an Inspire Collective member, just go in the portal and you can download it. If you're not, you can go to jamesdshaw.com and learn how to join Inspire right there. So let's start with a handful. CMA a day. Let's break that one down. Is this a database touch you're doing? Is it a farming touch? Tell us who's getting the CMA a day and what do they get?
Yeah. So how I look at it, James, and the hottest person to me is someone through my database. Every morning I go in and I see who is checking out the market reports that we email to all of our past clients. So if I can see somebody has viewed that market report in the last 1 or 2 days, that's a hot person for me to be touching with a market analysis personalized to them. And so that's how I determine who I'm sending it out to. And then I also take it a step further. Once I've prepared and sent the CMA via email, then I'll put together a quick 30-second video that I will text to them.
All right. So you first thing, let's go back. A market update. Is that weekly? How often does that go out and who does it go to?
Yep. So that goes to all of the clients in my sphere through the database, the CRM that my team uses. Mm-hmm. It goes out biweekly or monthly.
Okay. So every other week or once a month. And how does it matter? Like, is there a system as to who gets it every other week and who gets it every month?
I ask the client what their preference is.
Okay, perfect. This is good. We like to say that we like to NKOTB things here, new kids on the block, and go step by step.
Heck right? Yeah.
So we're going to NKOTB this. All right. So you ask a client, hey, we want to keep you updated on what's going on in the local market. Would once a month or every other week be preferred for you? You don't care about the answer. You just want to know.
Exactly.
You prepare this market report. What's in it?
So I run with the last 6 months of comparable sales in their area. So I actually keep in touch with clients in my sphere, we touch them about 78 times a year. And during those conversations, I'm trying to uncover details of what kind of updates they've done to their home. And I take all of that into consideration when I'm prepping their market analysis report.
Okay, so you send them this report, then you log into your CRM and you check out to see who's opened it. That tells you at least there's some level of interest. And so that's where you're deciding who's going to get the CMA a day. Which, by the way, friends, we did a Wednesday webinar on how to do a CMA a day a while back. We'll post the link for that in the comments of what you're watching, or if you got this by email, we'll put it in the email as well so you can see how to do a CMA a day. But you go and you look, Jamie, at who's opened it, and then that's just your list of who's going to get the CMA today.
Yep, absolutely.
And so tell us about the CMA you're doing and then what your touch plan is around it.
Yep. So I like to be very particular with my CMA. I will hop into my MLS and I'll put together a detailed report for them. I try to pick no more than four comparable sales so that I can really fine tune it and hone in on what likely their home is going to be worth in today's market, right? So I'm putting that report together with photos and I'm highlighting just the main details for them because I want to let them know how much equity they have in their home.
It's really smart. All right. So again, we'll share the process we've taught about how to do a CMA a day. You send this to them along with a video text.
Yep.
And, but it comes via email, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. So
and then, go ahead. Yeah.
So the actual, let me clarify them. Yeah. The CMA itself, I generate as a PDF and I send that via email. And then I will film myself doing a quick 30-second video just, you know, with my iPhone, and then I will text that video to them as a follow-up.
And you then, is that it? Or do you check back in later to see if they've gotten it? What happens after the CMA?
Yep. So after that all goes out, James, I will touch bases with them usually about 2 to 3 days later to ensure that they got it and see what kind of questions they have.
Anything come from it yet so far? Have you gotten some people that have said, hey, in the future, we want to do something, or we were just curious, or maybe even gotten a listing?
Absolutely. So I track all of this very closely because I'm a big, big proponent of tracking results. And so far since I have implemented this in Q4, I have gotten 2 new listings off of this, which is
Listen,
great.
We'll take it all day because you haven't, I mean, this has been a strategy you've done for just what, 3 or 4 weeks? Mm-hmm. So if we're going to take 2 listings every 4 weeks from a CMA a day, it doesn't seem like it takes a lot of time. You are getting the list just by logging into your database to see who's reading the email. So that doesn't take a lot of time. And they could have been listings you would have missed out on had you not done this play. You have to be pretty happy with that as a return.
I am. I'm thrilled with it. And if anything, James, at the end of the day, if someone's not quite ready to list, you're staying top of mind with them so that when the time comes, they think of you.
Yep. Yeah, they're in your pipeline and you're in a relationship with them. It's really smart. Now, you're not stopping at that. You're doing, that's a met touch, and that's with your database. But then you're also doing an expired or for sale by owner and every day on that as well. Like, you're all in on listings right now.
Yes.
Tell us about your play when it comes to FSBOs and expireds.
Yep. So every day I will find who are the most recent for sale by owners in my area, and I will call them up. And I'm coming from a place of showing them value.
How do you do it? How do you show them value?
So I offer and I ask them, what kind of marketing are you doing to get the most buyer's eyes on your homes? Because according to NAR, about 88% of buyers are using an agent.
And what are some of the responses that you hear?
I hear a lot of people say, oh, we've got it up on Zillow, or we've got our sign out in the yard. And I say, that's great, but you need to amplify and get as many eyes on it as you possibly can.
So is this a longer term play for you then? It really seems about the follow-up and the staying in touch.
It is. And actually today there's someone I reached out to at the end of last week, I believe it was. And I have had a missed call from them in the last 20 minutes. So I'm hoping that, you know, that translates into an in-person meeting.
All right. Well, we'll get you out of here in 10 to 12 minutes so you can call them back because I don't want you to miss out on that lead because of me. So we'll make sure that you have your opportunity. All right. So your advice there is follow up, stay in touch. Of course, follow all the rules about do not call and all the TCPA stuff. Everybody, make sure you're doing that. And then the next one is you're posting. You've increased the frequency of your post on social media. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing there to create listing lead opportunities.
Absolutely, James. So my biggest focus when it comes to social media is posting coming soon listings. This has gotten me the best results and the most action. So I will put together something utilizing Canva, make it look really nice, put my touch to it, and then I'll post it out there. I will put it on my Facebook business page, my Facebook personal page, and then Instagram as well. And just to share one outcome that I've had from that so far is I had a past friend from college reach out to me to come evaluate his home. And from that, he referred me to his neighbor across the street. And we've already got that listing up and pended with his neighbor.
That is wild. So tell me about what this coming soon thing looks like. What does it say?
Yeah.
How do we make it effective?
Okay. So I take a couple different approaches. I will do a post on Canva utilizing the professional photography, and I'll put coming soon, and then I'll share some quick details about it. Or I will do like a screen recording with my phone. I will run through pictures of the home, and then I'll hop into Instagram and I will do the green screen and have me talking kind of in the corner. So I'll either do a post through Canva, just kind of a still post advertisement, like with my picture down in the corner, or I'll do a live action video so people can see it that way.
It seems like you've gotten really purposeful. It's kind of these three things. You know you're going to do a CMA a day. You know you're going to add a for sale by owner or expired to your pipeline every day. You're going to do your follow-up with those FSBOs and expires, and then you're posting multiple times a week. Is there anything else that you're doing outside of those things, or are those your plays right now?
Those are my big plays, but James, something that we don't want to forget about is our listing presentation.
All right, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about going on the appointment and making sure now that you've done all this work that you take it, and you say you're nailing that. So tell me what you're doing.
So with listing presentations, I am prepping as much as possible before I go out there. I am looking up the most recent 3 to 4 sales that I can find so that I can best guide them on pricing. And now I've noticed a change in the market over the last few weeks with other listings that prices aren't what they were a month ago. So I am having very transparent conversations with these sellers that we need to price ahead of the curve, because we don't want to be sitting around for, you know, our average days on market at my board is about 18 days right now. We don't want the market outpacing us. So I'm having transparent conversations with them of and setting dates of when we are going to touch bases as the listing goes and when we're going to re-strategize our pricing if we need to.
All right. So you're having a great listing appointment. You're setting expectations around communication. You're setting expectations around price. What else needs to happen at that listing appointment? And then we'll talk about your listing process.
Absolutely. You need to highlight what you are going to do that other agents aren't. And that comes down to the marketing. And you need to show your client that you are a tough agent, that you're going to get out there and have difficult conversations that maybe not everybody wants to have, but you know you need to have them to get the job done.
Would you give me an example of what might happen on one of your listing appointments? You're there, and let's say price is coming up, and they want to list it way up here, and you know the market's not going that way anymore in Illinois, and so you want to bring them down a little bit. How are you walking through that conversation with them?
Oh, the pricing conversation is so important, James. And I am, you know, asking them, and I'm tying it all back to their motivation. You know, if we're sitting on the market for 3 weeks in my area, you're starting to look like old inventory, and we don't want that to be us. So I'm having that conversation with them that if we try a price that is way too high, in the long run, we're only going to be negotiating way, way down on our final price.
And what if there's some pushback, though? But like, hey, my neighbor sold 3 months ago, 4 months ago, and they had multiple offers. What do you mean you're telling me that that's not what may happen right now? How does that go?
I have to tell them that, hey, that was a different time, and we need to price for the market of the moment, so that we're knocking this out of the park, so that it's a grand slam and that we're not sitting around, because it can be detrimental to our final bottom line if we're accumulating way too many days on market.
It's great to see how focused you are in filling the pipeline, getting the appointment, then really explaining the market on the appointment. But I imagine that there have been some mistakes you've made on your journey as well when it comes to listing. What would you say are some of those mistakes, especially in today's market, that as you reflect on, you go, I don't want to do that again, and here's how I need to adjust?
The biggest thing that comes to mind, James, is you want to be, in authority with your client. You don't want it to be the opposite and they're the ones in authority. I have one client who came to mind when you asked me that, and they expect an open house every single weekend. And that's because they wanted to try a really high price. And I have learned that I need to revise my listing presentation around open houses, when they happen and how frequent we'll have them before a price adjustment takes place.
So how did you talk with that seller who was like, open house every week because we want to try this high price and we think that we just need to get people in and someone will fall in love with it and then buy it? Mm-hmm. How did you address that with the seller? Or if you didn't, what would you do next time?
So I finally had to have a conversation with them that, hey, an open house, you know, is not going to sell this house. We've seen the results. We've seen what kind of feedback we're getting. We have got to take a look at our pricing and get ourselves priced right so that we can button this up and get you moved before winter like we originally talked about.
Yeah, winter's coming in Illinois, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
What do you think are some things that if an agent's listening and going, I want a strong Q4, mm-hmm. I want to take listings before the end of the year, and I want to go into the new year with a deep pipeline. Mm-hmm. What are some actionable things that they could take right now, today, as they're listening to this or watching it, that would help them finish strong and mm-hmm. start out really well too?
So they need to do the CMA a day that we've been talking about, James. It is the number one thing that I have heard clients. The feedback I'm getting from that is that they love it and they're seeing a lot of value out of it. To grow your database and grow your pipeline, you have got to be showing value to your clients.
All right, so CMA a day is one. What is something else actionable? After they've implemented this CMA a day to the database to stay in touch, what's number two?
Practice your listing presentation. It could be anyone in your office. It could be somebody in your family. You have got to know what to say to your clients. A lot of them have the same hesitations right now. And so when you're constantly practicing, you know what to say in that scenario, you're going to be a step ahead of the game.
All right. And then what's another one? So we're going to practice our listing presentation. We're going to do a CMA a day. Is there anything else actionable that someone could do as soon as they're done watching or listening to this that would help them?
Get on the phone. I think a lot of people sit around, they think about it. You got to just start doing it. One no is just getting you on the way to a yes.
As you have narrowed your focus to these handful of things and really gotten purposeful about it, what is something you've learned over that time that's been surprising to you or helped you in some way?
I've learned I need to have this Q4 strategy going all year long. Don't wait till the last second. Do it every single day because it's getting me great results.
Yeah, the team is going to do well over 100 transactions this year. And I mean, it's one of the most successful teams in your market and one of the most successful in Keller Williams. As you think about that and reflect on what you're a part of, what are the things that you've learned this year that you think are going to help you a lot going into next year?
It all comes down to hard work, James. I think a lot of people want to blame the market. They want to say sales are so down, but the sales don't have to be down. If you are willing to do the hard work, you are going to get the results. And that's what I learn. And that's what I practice every single day with my team.
What about the agents who are complaining? I'm sure you hear them in your area and in your office, maybe even on the team that you're on. There might be some that say, nobody's selling or nobody will price it right now, or people don't understand the market or it's harder. Mm-hmm. What do you think when you hear that, and what advice would you give to people who are frustrated?
I would same thing that I just said, pick up the phone and call. If you've got a listing that's kind of been sitting around on the market, call your client and have a pricing conversation with them.
Jamie, you're great. Anything we didn't talk about that you want to make sure we share before we wrap up?
Thank you, James. I just want to remind everybody, don't be scared to get out there and do some social media.
You gave us your Q4 playbook. It's available to our Inspire Collective members. You can go to jamesdshaw.com and log into the portal if you are a member. If you aren't a member, you can click Join Inspire and you'll have access to it. Jamie, you're doing great stuff. I'm super proud of you. And I thank you for taking time out to come join us. Now that we're wrapping up, you need to go call that for sale by owner and see if you've gotten yourself a listing and report back and let us know if you get it.
I will, James. Thank you so much. It's awesome connecting with you.
All right. This is the whole play. In plain language, keep your pipeline full, stay in front of the right people, offer real value, tighten your listing presentation, And when you do those things, you'll convert in today's market. It's super easy to start with one CMA a day, one equity analysis a day, and then go practice your listing presentation until it's automatic, and then get on the phone and do the work. Every single time you get some pushback or rejection or a no, you're moving a little bit closer to a yes. Inspire members, you can log into the portal to get access to Jamie's Q4 listing playbook. It's going to be a great play for you the rest of this year and into next year. Just go to jamesdshaw.com and log into the portal to download it. If you're not a member, well, you can get info about it at jamesdshaw.com. I trust this gave value to you. If it did, come hang out with us. Join the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. It's free. Just go to Facebook and search Pivot Shift Ahead. And then let's connect online at James D. Shaw on Instagram. Thanks for being here. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye.